AP report, ACLU's demand for $450,000 payouts to migrants entices more crime. By Neil Monroe on January 12, 2022. Criminals in Central America want a share of the $450,000 payouts demanded by the ACLU for the illegal migrants who left their children behind in the United States, according to an Associated Press report. And the best answer to the criminal threats is for Americans to invite even more poor migrants into the United States, say the lawyers for the migrants who are either living in the United States or in their homes in Central America. The AP reported January 10. Ricardo de Anda, an attorney for the Honduran woman and Guatemalan man, said five of the 72 families he represents have told him they were threatened after news coverage of the possible payments. One in Guatemala was targeted in an attempted kidnapping. These families have told us that they are now the subject of rumors in their communities as to the apparent wealth of family members in the U.S., that they have been subjected to surveillance by apparent criminal elements, and that they have been warned to be vigilant as criminal gangs are considering them the subjects of extortion. He wrote to Michelle Brain, executive director of the Homeland Security Department's Family Reunification Task Force. As a result of the news leaks, family members in the U.S., and those trapped in home country, now live in constant fear. His client repeated the same story. The Honduran woman said her 56-year-old mother has received extortion notes asking for $5,000 a month. The mother cares for the woman's other children, an 11-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter. The woman wants all to join her in North Carolina. President Joe Biden's deputies are putting targets on people's backs in the migrants' home countries, said Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs for the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued. The Biden administration basically said come here now, and that entices some populations to get into business with the cartels and the smugglers and the coyotes and expose themselves to danger and exploitation on the journey up. And then knowing that people are here, and there are these talks of lucrative payouts, you're jeopardizing the remainder of the family in the home country. Whether it's one or two, or entire family that comes to the United States illegally, there's going to be more people back home, and they're all going to be interconnected, and then they're going to be targeted by criminals because of this ACLU demand for payouts. Migration is a wealth extraction strategy, and the cartel's criminals want a share of any funds being offered by the U.S. government, Law added. The ACLU and its network of lawyers are demanding a payout of $450,000 for each of the family's members who were divided when the migrants brought their kids across the border. The families were separated when the parents were sent through the criminal courts, and the children were handed off to the Department of Health and Human Services for safekeeping. After the court hearings, many parents were sent home with their children, but some parents used legal loopholes to leave their kids with relatives while the children tried to claim asylum for themselves. Progressives declared family separations to be horrible, even though many migrants stay in constant touch with their children via video phones and can call their children back home by simply ending their legal claims. The ACLU and its Open Borders allies are using the media magnified cases to stigmatize border enforcement, to win more judicial curbs on border enforcement, and to extract large payments for themselves from friendly judges and administration officials. However, Joe Biden's long-standing group of East Coast political advisors blocked the payouts once the public recoiled from the ACLU's demand for a $450,000 per person payout, or $900,000 for every parent and child. But Biden's pro-migration officials at the Department of Homeland Security are suggesting they may cooperate with the would-be migrants and their lawyers. Michelle Brain told the AP she had not yet received any specific reports, but the potential danger underscores the need for the task force to complete its work. If families are in unsafe situations and need reunification, we are here to work and get that done as soon as possible, she said. Many polls show that Americans strongly oppose labor migration and want to like immigrants and allow some immigration. But the bipartisan federal government has exploited the public's decency since 1990 to extract tens of millions of migrants from poor countries to boost U.S. businesses as workers, consumers, and renters. That economic strategy is harmful to ordinary Americans, It cuts their career opportunities and their wages while it also raises their housing costs. The strategy also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. Unsurprisingly, a wide variety of little-publicized polls do show deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to each other.